The Cyrano, Holmberg reported, were among the most culturally backward peoples of the world. Living in constant want and hunger, he said, they had no clothes, no domestic animals, no musical instruments, not even rattles and drums, no art or design, except necklaces of animal teeth, and almost no religion. The Cyrano conception of the cosmos was almost completely uncrystallized. Incredibly, they could not count beyond three or make fire. They carried it, he wrote, from camp to camp in a burning brand. Their poor lean-tos, made of haphazardly heaped palm fronds, were so ineffective against rain and insects that the typical band member undergoes many a sleepless night during the year. Crouched over meager campfires during the wet, buggy nights, the Cyrano were living exemplars of primitive humankind, the quintessence of man in the raw state of nature, as Holmberg put it. For millennia, he thought, they had existed almost without change in a landscape unmarked by their presence. Then they encountered European society, and for the first time their history acquired a narrative flow. Holmberg was a careful and compassionate researcher whose detailed observations of Cyrano life remain valuable today. And he bravely surmounted trials in Bolivia that would have caused many others to give up. During his months in the field, he was always uncomfortable, usually hungry, and often sick. Blinded by an infection in both eyes, he walked for days through the forest to a clinic, holding the hand of a Cyrano guide. He never fully recovered his health. After his return, he became head of the anthropology department at Cornell University, from which position he led its celebrated efforts to alleviate poverty in the Andes. Nonetheless, he was wrong about the Cyrano, and he was wrong about the Beni, the place they inhabited, wrong in a way that is instructive, even exemplary. Before Columbus, Holmberg believed, both the people and the land had no real history. Stated so baldly, this notion, that the indigenous peoples of the Americas floated changelessly through the millennia until 1492, may seem ludicrous. But flaws in perspective often appear obvious only after they are pointed out. In this case, they took decades to rectify. The Bolivian government's instability and fits of anti-American and anti-European rhetoric ensured that few foreign anthropologists and archaeologists followed Holmberg into the Beni. Not only was the government hostile, the region, a center of the cocaine trade in the 1970s and 1980s, was dangerous. Today there is less drug trafficking, but smugglers' runways can still be seen, cut into remote patches of forest. The wreck of a crashed drug plane sits not far from the airport in Trinidad, the biggest town in the province. During the drug wars, the Beni was neglected even by Bolivian standards, according to Robert Langstroth, a geographer and range ecologist in Wisconsin who did his dissertation fieldwork there. It was a backwater of a backwater. Gradually, a small number of scientists ventured into the region. What they learned transformed their understanding of the place and its people. Just as Holmberg believed, the Cyrano were among the most culturally impoverished people on Earth. But this was not because they were unchanged holdovers from humankind's ancient past, but because smallpox and influenza laid waste to their villages in the 1920s. Before the epidemics, at least 3,000 Cyrano, and probably many more, lived in eastern Bolivia. By Holmberg's time, fewer than 150 remained, a loss of more than 95% in less than a generation. So catastrophic was the decline that the Cyrano passed through a genetic bottleneck. A genetic bottleneck occurs when a population becomes so small that individuals are forced to mate with relatives, which can produce deleterious hereditary effects.